Well, should we just do the praises to the 21 Taras and on the green sheets? From our sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, promising stamens of three rose turban lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Anibamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses or Skandavas Yakshas. Homage with their Trempe sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to Re, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visit to a slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Herself laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abiding, rise up, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beated, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, as bodies asunder, praises whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to a written letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five foot stamping six is three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the Hamakdun of Devalek form, with white spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels venturings and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisososa spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So, should we read those two points, 3 and 4 of the 7-point mind training on the base sheet? Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas, through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And if you've never been here before, as soon as Geshe-la arrives and we prostrate and then we sit down, we'll go right into the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which is on page 22 in the silver book or page 7 in the booklet that's in the bin right there. And then he will, we'll do the short mandala offering, which is on the back of the bay sheet that you just read from, and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will lead us in the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer, which is on right below the 7-point mind training, the two stanzas we just read. And then in the book, The Great Treatise on the Stages of Path to Enlightenment, I think we're starting on chapter 10, reflecting on your future life. So, Kanjala has suggested, encouraged us to chant, to recite the Hayagriva mantra, which is also in the bin if you don't know it. This is for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's long, happy, healthy life. So let's chant those four times. And then while you're chanting those to yourselves, if you would try to remember the count so that you can post them on the website, so that Lama Zopa Rinpoche will know how many we've done, please hit our guru's mind. And then while you end, I'll also read the prayer list while you're doing that. So let's do the Hayagriva mantra. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Hri benzo koda haya griva hulu hulu hum te. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who've been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Carl Thomas Adams Sr., John Ahern, Alexa Alston, Faye Bean, Benjamin Courtney, Winifred Deutsch, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Jacob Meadows, Maya Foreman Rogers, Eknikbatar Saren Sudol, Cleo the Cat, Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona. Prayers for happy health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkey Law. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Florence and Honte Constant, Richard First, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Carlos Haas Weston, Mina Haas Weston, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Howard Mann, Kate Mann, Jenny McCoy, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parento, Oscar Plazola, Kyle Pagoni, Aunt Polly, Lottie Powell, Eric Greaves, family of Maya Foreman Rogers, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Aunt Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wirtis, Susan Westervelt, Judith Wormser, the Worthington family, Andrew Watson, J.J., Pete, Daniel, Don, Jim, Shirley, Tony, Mark, Robert, and Gigi, and Dorje and Kadra the pigs. dew who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of the cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect Pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So if you please turn to the page, we'll chant the 5-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, actually 4 lines. On the bottom, page 26, it's on page 13 of the booklet, and let's do this to ourselves 20 times, and we'll chant the 21st one out loud. Mi me te we te chen re sik ri me kem pe wang po jam pe yang gan chen ke pe tu. I think it's page 32, 34. We'll read the second stanza of the dedication. It's page 21 in the booklet. In all my life, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Saji Perki Shushi Metog Ta.
Good evening. So, anybody aware what kind of topic that we are going to talk today? What is after the meditation or impermanence? What topic? So we are going to skip. Okay, we are going to skip then. Skip. So no joking. Skip. So then we are going to skip, but I'm going to skip. The reason, you know, reason. Okay. Manasru, you don't skip. You read them very detail. So first, so I think last Wednesday we talked about dead meditations. So yeah, I mentioned it a number of times, you know, so like having difficulties letting go of things, letting go. So from Lamrim point of view, why that we are having such a difficulties to let go of, you know, things? Simply lack of understanding of impermanent. So that's why. So I think, including myself, all of us, you know, so if we really, as I mentioned, there's so many workshops been done, so much studies been done, how to let go, so much talk has been talked, so much talk has been talked on that topic. So then I'm hoping like this, the section that we discussed last Wednesday, which is called from Lam Rim books. So actually this book has been written now 650 years ago. This book was taught in Tibet by Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa. So the meditation, so what we need to learn, reading this particular section from Lam Rim Dreden, 9.9 way of doing meditation on death, nine ways to think about death, how to do meditation on death. So what we need to learn is not just death, it's our impermanent. So, and the point is that's what's lacking, lack of understanding what is impermanence. So that's why when things fall apart, we simply won't let it go because we create so much stories. So that's what's lacking, because lacking understanding of impermanence, that's what's the problem. Once you understand the impermanent, there's like gross impermanent, subtle impermanent, everything disintegrate. Mitapa, mita is not like nothing lasts forever. But we say nothing lasts forever. But the meaning, kichigma means change, momentarily change. There's a subtle impermanent. So then, house falls down, things get old, hair turns gray, these are all gross impermanent. So that's what we need to learn, okay? So please don't forget that the stories that I've told about Milarepa. So Milarepa choose to learn lessons when his only pot that he has is when it slips through his hand. When he drops that pot, hits on the piece of wood, piece of stone, and what he said, the means the clay pot. It's right here, it's gone. What he said? He said, this is the nature of impermanent. Then he moves on. So for us, we don't just do that. We don't learn. First of all, we don't learn lesson. Second, so we don't move on because we create so much stories on that. So then, all this, like the blaming game goes around. So that's the point, whole point of, nine ways to do meditation on death is, just like to understand impermanent, okay? So now, that's all, we already did that last Wednesday. So today, the actual paragraph is about, hell realms or lower realms. So we are going to skip that. So then, because there's plenty of suffering here in the human realms. So think about those, So now why this piece of message is in this book? Why is put it, why they are put there? Not because Lama Tsongkhapa wants to make us depressed. That's not the reason. Dunga meba ngenju means, there'll be no willpower to overcome. If everything's smooth, if everything's going, everything's fine, So you don't develop this, willpower to overcome. So there's a whole reasons. And so we are going to skip that, but to need to understand why this, was there, So that's the only reasons to you to develop willpower to overcome. Or if that's the case, there's so much suffering in the animal realm, there's so much suffering in the hell realm, there's so much suffering. So, you don't just sit there, think about those sufferings and do nothing. That's not what it's for. You have to do something, do something. Then this life, that's why it's called precious human life. That we are fully capable to improve ourselves, fully capable, So we take full responsibility. So then you could overcome. Then there's reason. You think about, you can overwhelm by thinking about those sufferings. Then, you know, you, then the very reason behind this to develop some kind of urgency to overcome. If you are not able to do that, then thinking about that doesn't make sense. It then makes you more discouraged. So that's not good, no? The point, I need, please remember the point. So then so I'm not going to read about that, okay? Skip. So now the sections, looks like the Tibetan books is like page number 130 out of 800 pages. That's pretty good. We jumped last Wednesday, we jumped 12 pages. We jumped that, but covering the significant point, we didn't just skip that, you know. So the point is, you know, like doing, thinking about, you know, like, yeah, as a Buddhist, you do think about that every day, you know, because you get immense benefit out of that, you know, meditations. His Holiness Dalai Lama does 6 times a day, every day, no matter where he travels, 6 times a day. Can you imagine that meditation? So, so if there's no benefit, I don't think His Holiness will do meditation on death. No? So then the question is, does he look depressed? So no. So so whole point, any sufferings, thinking about any sufferings, to develop this urgency to overcome. No? More you see the downside or difficulties of prison, more that, no, there is a desire that you develop to get out. If you're having a lot of good time, comfortable, you're more like you are not going to look sick, no? I say liberation from the prison. No? That's just example. No? So now here, the title says, no, reflecting on what's going to happen when this life stops. What's going to happen? You know, there's going to happen. Something is going to happen. So there's like high state, human, deva, then what's called demigod. There's 3 different realms. Human, high state. There's actually 6 realms. The lower hell, animal, hungry ghost. There's 3 lower realms. This is the option. There's 2 options. Go up, you know, or maybe just, you know, in the middle. So this is, you know, not somebody deciding that where you go, that you are the one who's, you know, have power to make different, to make change. So now, then section here, I'm going to read is like, this one's called reflecting on the suffering of, you know, lower realms to prevent you to be born there. What's going to be like after this? So then before you think about that, then you think about, you know, let's say, prepare for, hope for good, but prepare preparations. So not going to say much, but so now this section title is called the method or technique to be, how I say, the word, like, jik means, no, jik means disintegrate. Jikden, that's the name of the universe called Jikden. It's a Tibetan word called Jikden. The very word is indicates it's not something that will be here forever. When you look at the meaning of the word, it says Jikden. It's kind of, you know, changed moment by moment. No? Chima, next one. Deva, tap, you know, deva is happiness. Tap is a method, the method for happiness, you know, for after this, okay? So now it begins with Tembala Jubya Gautama Chamdo Jawa. So here the teaching refers to Buddhism, because it's Lamjim. Temba means, you know, Temba. Temba means Buddha. Temba means his teachings, called Temba Dumba, Dumba. Dumba means Buddha, Dumba is, you know, his teaching. So there's like, then they're like, not here, but there's like oral teachings, one kind of teachings. Then there's another kind of teachings called realization, you know, like three practices, like practice of ethics, practice of concentrations, practice of wisdoms. They're called three trainings, labasum. These are the internal teachings. External teachings, like such as, you know, this books, internal teachings, like three training, like like training of ethics, training of concentration, training of, you know, wisdoms, okay? Tembala jubi, go tamba. So now, refuge is the entrance to these teachings, Buddha's teaching. Tembala jubi, jambra jama, jambra, taking refuge. So every religion has similar, taking refuge. So we Tibetans, we are taking refuge in India because we lost our country in 1959. We become refugee in India. So then when you take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then you become refugee of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. That's pretty good. That's good. That's good leader, you know. So they're never going to trick you. Anyway, Tembala Jubi Gautama Chambro Jangwas. That's how this whole, before you enter into this path led by Shakyamuni Buddha, what do you do? You know, that's like refuge is the first, you know, taking refuge, you know. Chambro Jangwas. Dele Tamji Tawa Ichi Ki Tepa Chabas. So now this is a little bit difficult here in the West, you know, faith. Faith. What they say here, dele tamji, all the goodness, dele tamji, tsawa, root, dele tamji tsawa, ijige teva, conviction faith. Conviction faith is the root of all the goodness. Ijige teva. So, there are actually three types of faith when you talk of faith. So here, the definition of faith here in the West, what's the definition of faith? Belief. So that's no. So that's why it's difficult to talk. No. So there are three types of faith. Believing without faith. Believing without faith. We call mongte. Mongte means ignorance faith. Tibetan word is called ignorance faith, because in the faith there's no wisdom, just believe. Okay? But having a blind faith but not having faith is better to have blind faith than no faith. Do you agree? Yeah. So much progress, you know, these books and many other spiritual books has potential to really help us. So much practice, you know, this practice, that practice, you know, this going around the stupa, you know, tuning the prayer wheel, all of that. So now it all comes down, you know, like even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasana names, purify all the negative karmas, not just one, all negative karma. It's been said. Who said? Shakyamuni Buddha said. Where? In the sutra said. It's somewhere there. It said. How often do we remember? Once a blue moon. Why? Something is lacking. Why Mother Teresa pray every single day? Why she pray? She was convinced she did something good, that it brings something positive, something to do, something good things to do. Because that's the most, how to say, within these three types of faith, that's the most important one, that you are convinced. You have reason. Not just reason, because you experience something. You experience something, then you are convinced. We are convinced when it comes to money, we are convinced that money will provide something. We are convinced, so we work so hard for money. We are convinced. So, that's what is lacking. I think this here, I need to talk a little more. So I think this is important. This is important. Even though it's very simple, it's very simple to understand. It's not complicated to understand. Some practice there is very, very complicated. It's like regarded as a highly level practice. Very complicated to learn, very complicated to do, so much visualization involved. Or we learn, maybe we don't understand them very well. When we do, we don't do them very well because it requires a lot of foundations. We don't have that. So this one, easy to understand, easy to do, and not that complicated. So that's why I'm going to emphasize a little bit. So then it's up to you, I never like this. Then I will leave totally up to you. If you want to become Buddhist or not Buddhist, then that's totally your decisions. It's not my decisions. My responsibility is to make sure that I explain this very clearly. Make sure that we all understand. Okay. So it's called. So need to give some thought. Delay tamji tawa ijigitaba. Conviction faith is the root of all the goodness. Conviction faith. Many stories. You can read. There are people also in here in America. So I've been reading. One of the man who's from Tennessee or somewhere. when this country is having war with Japan, there's one man. he is so strong. He was convinced, basically convinced, some of the message that he's following, and he joined army, and he refused to touch gun. So that when you look at that movie, it's kind of interesting. They did all kinds of things, look down on him, tease him, or cast all the time, but he refused because he was convinced that he's not he's going to do. But he said it very clearly, he will join army, but what he's not going to do is he's not going to carry gun, but he's going to participate in army. He's going to rescue people, So this is exactly what he did. So then. Amazing thing happens, because he has Bibles, and amazing happens in the war zone. Because of his conviction, faith, saved a lot of troops. And all the people now, they re-interview them, so they feel bad because they tease him so much, when they were thinking to kick him out. But he was, very convinced. That's called conviction faith. That's not blind faith. That's like conviction faith. So have some knowledge. So I need to give some thought, okay? The lessons of Ijik Tepachavas. So then, as I mentioned, I'm going to mention this again, Sunday class, what Mother Teresa said, no prayer, no faith, no faith, no love, no love, no service, no service, no happiness. Mother Teresa said, there's something that happened to our generation. It's not like 2,500 years ago. So these people probably need to pay a little more attention to what they are trying to say. Maybe they are trying to say something very important. So that's one. So then let me talk about this three types of faith. So you have this English translation here, faith. It's not here, so... Let me try to translate that. So in English, when you go to church, when you go to temple, when you go to this holy site, some people they feel something. Some people it's just beautiful art. They are just interested about the architecture and art. And then people go there for different reasons. Some people, the minute they walk in, they feel something very deep. They feel something very deep, Paramitabha, and Paramitabha. Just looking at the kind of Tang means, it's like opposite of Tawa. Tawa means you know, clean. Opposite, just kind of like dirty. Paramitabha means meaning you walk and your mind you just get kind of like opens up. So as a Buddhist, you know, when you see Shakyamuni Buddha image, when you see, you know, like some of the image, you know, then kind of, you just kind of like, your mind kind of like opens up, kind of glows, you know, that's called Paramitabha, okay? That's the one, first type of faith, Paramitabha. Then you're looking, then you see, oh, it'll be wonderful if I can become like that. That's called Paramitabha, called the white faith. Yeah, vision faith also, I'm not sure, like, well. So then the last one is called Ichigitabha. That's like, last one is called conviction faith. That's the last one. That only happens if you have some knowledge. You have to have some knowledge. You have to understand, you know, that's like totally solely based on reasons and experience. Oh? So more you read about Lama Tsongkhapa books, then more you kind of gain appreciation towards Lama Tsongkhapa. That, you know, like, he writes so much just to benefit us. Oh? So then when you think about Shakyamuni Buddha, not every single day, but once a while, when you think about the teacher that you're trying to follow, the footsteps of the teachers, when you think about Shakyamuni Buddha, somebody who did 6 years solid meditations under the Bodhi trees, 6 years solid meditations. Oh? So that, you know, gives you some kind of inspiration, you know, like, you know, so that there's one statue of the Shakyamuni Buddha somewhere in Pakistan, and His Holiness, you know, cherished that so much, because when you look at that image, it really gives him inspiration, you know, so that image is just, you see, what you see is just rip, that's what you see. That image is taken from statue is made based on this 6 year solid meditation under the Bodhi trees, you know. Just thinking, so then that image, even just looking at that image tells you something. That's like teaching without word. You don't have to say anything, you just look at them, you learn something. So that's like, that's how this, you know, the faith is developed. So then I will read from here, okay? So then another text, not here, it says, Teba mebe minamla kabichona mijidis, person without faith. It's so difficult to generate virtues. Virtues is positive deeds. Sabe me sivala, person without faith. You can be now, you, it's not like, so, oh, maybe I don't have faith, maybe I'm a bad person. That's wrong thinking. We learn in the beginning, you never ever think, according to Lamrim book, you never ever think negative about yourself. Never ever. What you think, yeah, you should think about yourself. But what you should think is precious human life. Difficult to find, meaningful, or that's how we should think. Not negative. So, here, the stanza, the second true line, Teva may be mean, recognition, something means when you know, the seed that was burned, Burn, then it won't produce sprout. It's called seed, but it's all burned. That's another text, that's what it said, another text. That's talking about importance of faith. We are not just talking about the blind faith, we are talking about three types of faith. Huh? It's not saying, or you have to believe. It's not saying. They are talking about importance of faith. They are not talking about you have to believe. They are not saying that you have to believe. They are just talking about importance of faith. So then you decide, we decide. Oh? So that's what has been said in another text. So then another text it says, you know, pot, what do you call pot, where you pour something, pots and pans. If there's no water, there's nothing to reflect. The water is symbolized faith. Reflection is like blessings. There will be no blessing if there's no word, there's no reflection if there's no word. So then, another text, then I'll read from here. Another text says that, no? Another text says, Tebangondro, Mother Cheba, this. The faith is something that needs to be go before, like mother. No mother, no child. Child, they have to have mothers, otherwise they are no child. Any spiritual experience is like child. If there's no mother, those child will not come. So then Jelefant Java Iji Tapa Chapa so now the taking refuge, so that can be applied. Any belief system that you follow can be applied. But this is no Buddhist. We have been taking refuge. Tembalo Jube Gotama Chamblo Jama, how to practice refuge. Because this is the entrance. This is the kind of technique or entrance happiness for you know, after this life. They let them to our So then, how to develop faith, which is like the root of, you know, conviction faith, which is the root of all the goodness. So now, first one, we'll explain from the four points. The cause of, you know, taking refuge. What we need to have in order to, when you say, I go to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, this is Buddhist, and till I reach enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. So that's the one. Do I feel something when I say that? Do I feel something? Or just feel nothing? If you feel nothing, that's no good. We should feel something. So then, what we do, when we say the word, and simultaneously, we must think about the meaning of the word. So then, when you think about the meaning of the word, you will feel something, then nothing. You will feel something. Definitely you will feel something. So now the cause of refuge, okay, the cause of refuge, very important. Sake of knowledge, it is very important. Later on, no. So, if you need to teach, so then these are the very important things to know. So, the cause of refuge, you know, there's like two. Some types of faith that you have, Buddha Dharma Sangha, you know, to have Brother Don or Robbie, you want to say something about death? Maybe let's make like sure that has two cause of refuge, two cause.
We have that sense of conviction in the opposite of refuge.
There's one, then another one.
Fear.
Put into context that everybody understands. Please. Understand means like, does it make sense?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, that's good. Then that's good. We don't need to explain. That's pretty good. Because, Jigba literally means fear. Job, sense, feel of, sense of.
Sense of dread.
So anyway, so now you know. What is called Jigjob? Job, that's what in Tibetan words called Job, not Job. Does it make sense? Huh? Oh yeah. So this is important. No. So now The question is whether the refuge practice. Prayer means you say. When you think about the meaning, it's become practice. When you do, this is only four lines, right? Four lines. Go for refuge, Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Then, till I reach enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. When you say this, that, when you say it's prayer, when you think about the meaning, Sanjay Chodan, Sanjay Chodan, Sanjay Chodan, Sanjay Chodan, Dola Penji, Sanjay Chodan. Last word. Just to benefit sentient beings. Just to benefit sentient beings. You are also one of sentient beings. If you are not enlightened. If you are enlightened, then you are not one of sentient beings. So when you say that, Dola Penji, just to benefit, that's all. If you are one of sentient beings, you need to benefit. The best way to benefit, to have love, compassion, all that, best way to benefit is to have less negative thought. Less negative thought. Towards yourself, towards other sentient beings, other culture, other tradition, other religions. If you cannot respect them, at least not to hold any negative thought towards them. That's the way, because it says, I go for refuge with my Sangha till I reach enlightenment. When you reach enlightenment, you will have no negative thought at all. No negative thought. That's how you enlighten. Then, Jinso. So I say, can you say this word, the refuge prayer again? Can you say? My practice of giving, that's like giving has been said, but etc. There are six professions. Practicing patience, ethics, concentration, wisdoms. There's six of them. I'm doing this, to benefit. That's all, just to benefit. So this last word is so powerful, just to benefit. So now we realize, during this refuge practice, we realize this altruistic attitude is so important, so important, so important. So that's the seeds of, universal peace. There's a seed of happiness. Okay. So then Junyi. So I'm just all I'm saying. So the true cause. The stronger the true cause, better the refuge prayer will become. Okay? Stronger the cause. True cause. So that the better the refuge practice become, that means you feel something rather than feel nothing. Okay? So the fear,
scare the
hell out of it. When you said that, that's because we never said it in Tibetan, so sounds so very sorry, very funny. Sounds very funny. Tibetan, we never said that, Like, is this bad word to say? But if that's important, the meaning, so because that you really don't want to be there. Right? So I learned that word almost now years ago, watching the news about the Boston Marathon. People interviewing, the one gentleman, he said that. I listen again and again, so that's how I learn. No. So I said, I'm not going to say this again. So that's exactly, when you say that, are you depressed? Are you depressed? That means you don't want to be there. That means, like, you could go somewhere else. No, you could avoid. That's exactly all these things about, you know, lower realms message. So that, you know, so now it may, when I say fear, does it make sense a little bit? So that's what it means, you know. I get, you know. Okay, so that's enough. In Tibetan we say, I'm so afraid, that's all we say, we don't say this. So then, you know, like, but it makes perfect sense, you know, like that means, yeah, so you are not just afraid, you are really afraid. So we just say, I'm really afraid, we all just say that, you know. So you still have some different, so I think, I didn't like that, but it is not good word, I'm not going to say it again. The whole point is that, you know. So if you, so now see, reading that, if you feel like that, so that's good. If you just feel depressed, that's no good. That's not good. Or then, you know, then shouldn't read. That's one course. Okay, one course. Oh yes, Chaji. So now the object of refuge, of course, in this case, Buddha Dharma Sangha. Chizamji, how to do refuge practice. So then, after taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, there are certain advice that you follow. What are the advice? So now, when you summarize, when it's come down on positive thought, we have no choice. We must think good. Why? We must think good. Why? Because this life has limit. Or another way to say, you will die. Think good. Not because you come to Kadama Center. Not because you are Buddhist. Because you die, everybody dies. So when you summarize, think good. When? Now. Why? Time of death is uncertain. Uncertain? That's why now, we don't wait. Now. Did you? Then, think just good. That's hard, not easy. Think just good. Why? That's only matters. When this breath ceases, there's only this matter. Besides, everything becomes nothing. That's why. So these are the reasons. These are the fundamental reasons why you think good. Think good now. We shouldn't wait. So then, probably if the best case, best, just think good. Just think good. That's hard. But there's no why. Because that's what is matters after this. That's what it matters. Therefore, every action counts. Every action counts. Whether it's like dog, cat, bird, every action counts.
Lordi tanga jungus, tete gyawa nyamjung nilata, dibat of jeshin to mizem, shesum batas. So then, as I mentioned to you, the example being used for the precious human life in Lamrim teachings. There's like blind turtles, right? The turtle is blind. Need to think why it's blind. The turtle lives under the oceans. Why? Each symbolize something. The turtles come to the surface of the oceans once every 100 years. What does that symbolize? It's life.
precious human life. Not easy to find. We may think, oh, it's not easy to find. That's how you meditate on precious human life. That's how you rise and shine from Buddhist point of view. You think of something good. No? So then the surface of the oceans, there's like yolk. One, what do you call? Yolk. So the yolk is not in one place. It's moving constantly because there's like waves. It's constantly moving. It has only one hold. One hold. Blind turtle gets his neck or his or her neck into that hole. Living on the oceans, coming up, not every single day, comes up once a 100 years, managed to get head, neck into the hole. What that symbolizes. So, that's how you, meditate on precious human life. And that's why Shantideva is saying this. Tete gyawa nyamshu nyilasa dhubha tanshi dhubha tanshi nimiro shirumata. Kabi le nyamshu shi nabi le che shindu top cheves. Even the Lama Tsongkhapa is aware. Good deed, so difficult. It's like, feel like lifting, pushing a rock on the cliff. Not that easy. Bad deed is like pouring out water from the cliff. Without effort, just pour, just goes like. Kabi le nyamshu shi nabi le shindu top cheves. Top chebe, Nyadulhu Susande, Jishin Tapa Chene, Chapter Lochides. So, based on those two causes, then you have to develop the wish to seek refuge. Okay? So, Lochide, Dani Chimbu, Chojilambre, Tindamebe, Kowani, Janjinana, Nambane, Dejalaso, Misebe, Chuzichini, Lisebe, so. Chojilambre, that's like Dik Naga, that's one Indian master that Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting. One of the Indian masters, his name is called Dik Naga, in text. Tindam may be coarnas. Samsara. There's no age, there's no bottom, it's kind of limitless, Age, there's no bottom, there's no Tindam. Tindam may be coarnas, janjuna, never numberness, janjuna numberness. It's like oceans, very deep, Jocha Allah, so misdevi, chudinji, lusevis. So then, like alligator or crocodile, like such as negative thought, attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, arrogant, disrespect, all of that is like considered as alligator. Those all that live into ocean of samsara, eating up our all positive things, all like Elizabeth. Can you please read that in English translation for the better translations?
Adrift in the bottomless ocean of cyclic existence.
So that means being part of samsara.
Devoured by fierce sea monsters, attachment and the like, to whom should I go for refuge today? The bottom, page 178.
Oh, yeah. So then that's the two causes, okay? Fear and the, what do you call, dread? Oh yeah, what is that's one. Then you took the job, what it, kunjola, techo bin nubayoba ichabani, yoba ichabani inoche.
Then
please can you liberate
so that. In brief, the causes of your going for refuge are twofold, your fear of the miserable realms and the like, and your conviction that the three jewels can protect you from them.
So that part.
The two causes.
That part. Three jewels?
Yes, the three jewels can protect you from them. Your conviction that the three jewels
anyone, you are welcome to say something. On that part, that part. You want to say? But that's not easy. Is it easy? Huh? Can you repeat that, please?
In brief, the causes of your going for refuge are twofold. Your fear of the miserable realms of the light.
Not that one.
And your conviction that the three jewels can protect you from them.
So that one. You just accept?
That doesn't make sense.
Up here.
Up here. Need to know what is Buddha. How somebody become enlightened. Need to educate. That's the way to probably know, like, as a general, that last part is
The conviction that the three jewels can protect you from them.
Conviction, faith. That requires reason. So that's why I need to study what is Buddha. No? Rather than just believing, oh, that's Buddha. You can't develop a conviction faith if you just say, oh, that's Buddha. So you have to understand what is Buddha, how somebody become Buddha, how did, what is the process to become enlightened, what is the whole process need to learn. So then that compared to day-to-day life experience, oh, that more sounds like liberations from negative thought. Is that possible? Look at myself. No, I have anger. Do I ever liberate myself from anger? Do I ever liberate? Not talking for good. Any occasion, did I ever liberate myself from anger, thinking over something, some kind of method, maybe thinking about Lamrim. But the situation is very so tense, I could easily get angry, but I choose not to get angry. Did I ever experience something like that? So that means we could call momentary liberation that you know, thinking something, thinking about downside, maybe thinking about the positive to practice the patience, the best opportunity to practice patience when you encounter some difficulties, then you deliberately choose not to express your anger and you kind of, transform something, something. So that's how then that's the way to test, oh, maybe there's liberation, maybe. If that's the case, if I could free myself from getting angry, and I did pretty good job, so I could just bust, but I didn't, because I thought about, I hold. So that's how, that's very important, how somebody become enlightened. How? So that's why studying Buddha, Dharma, Sangha is very important. There's particular subject on that called Chapsum, three protectors, if you literally translate. Manuscript, you study them. So then, then it's okay. Then there's many qualities have been listed. So this is important, okay, to study the three jewels. What are three jewels? Can you please go in the second?
See, about the praise in with the 150 verses?
No,
or just the same section? Thus you must strive to realize these two causes, because if they remain mere words, so will your refuge. But if they are strong and stable, your refuge...
So now what that means? What that means? Mere words. Yeah. I go for Reverend Buddha Dhamma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. Oh, the Jill's phone is ringing. I don't like that. No, why she didn't stop her cell phone? That's exactly, that's mere word. What you are saying is, I go for Reverend Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then lose it. Oh, I don't like her hair. It's a thing in mind. That's just a waste of time. That's mere word. That's what it means. It's nothing. Just to say, oh, my name. Then they see the dogs, they kick them. They see, oh, my name, oh, my name. That was a mere word. So that's the word. Not just say the word. Thinking about meaning. Think about meaning. This thing will not happen. If you think about meaning, this thing will not happen. Doing chanting, chanting for immeasurable. Simje tam jen deva. Thinking, all of a sudden, so something happens. Somebody has to slam the door. Something happens, thinking negative. So that's what it means. That's, therefore, emotional affair become mere word. I do too. Not just you. I do too. So as I said, when I at home, I'm doing my prayer every day, every morning, in my prayer rooms. All of a sudden, Gigi Sambu comes, my friend. Gigi Sambu comes, so the next living room, right next to the
altar room, come there, turn off the light. But I'm doing, you know, my prayer. Now there's a lot of prayer to do, to pray. Then he does something, sometimes he makes noise, you know, then I kind of like, all my prayers about his noise, you know. So then sometimes he just leave, and he don't turn off the light. Then I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to turn off light this time. But I usually turn off light, you know, so when he forgets, this time I'm not going to turn off. He has to turn off. But, you know, I'm in front of my prayer, in my prayer room. Then I say, how come he don't understand the importance of saving our energy? And it goes on and on. That means everything I do is just mere word. That is not easy, you know, but we have to try. Okay, We have to try. You know, so we make mistake, we learn lessons. The next time, we try differently. So then slowly, progress will, you know, we will make progress. Huh? So that's what mere word is. Dini kada tini tisam tu sunda chamu chamu de tisam tala tini shuk tala temba shi yun na chamu de ikwa shi yun juni la beba chamu de next.
Okay, but if they remain mere words, so will your refuge. But if they are strong and stable, your refuge will transform your mind.
So now that's exactly. So now on, if you are doing refuge in Buddhist prayer, if you don't feel anything, that's what's happening, because we are not thinking about meaning. So when you think about meaning, it will definitely benefit. Or it will benefit. If you think about meaning, you will not think about why is not turning up light. I'm not going to turn up light this time. Why is this story won't? You don't create those stories. No, just to benefit. That's all. Just to benefit.
I didn't say that Lama Tsongkhapa said 650 years ago. Lama Tsongkhapa said, I'm here repeating the word. But Lama Tsongkhapa, the one who said, before that, Lama Atisha, the Indian master, he said, before that, Shakyamuni Buddha said, no, it's just repeating again and again. Oh. So that's, from now on, if you ever feel, how come that I've been saying refuge prayer, but I don't feel anything, that's exactly, that's becoming mere word. That means you are not thinking about meaning. That's what's happening. Oh. Then can you please?
About the praise, and he quotes the praise in 150 verses.
Yeah, before that.
That's all it ends. It's identifying the objects to which you go for refuge. And
that one, identify object. What are these? Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. What is Buddha? What is Dharma? What is Sangha? Need to educate. Didn't it?
Okay, and then after he quotes that, he says, thus, if you can distinguish a refuge from what is not a refuge, it is right to go for refuge to the Bhagavan Buddha, the true refuge. This citation applies to the teaching jewel and the community jewel as well. And then he quotes Chandrakirti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please, there's nothing much to say, so can you please read that?
The Buddha teaching and community are the refuge for those who desire liberation. Should I read the other quote?
Yeah.
Okay, the one in whom no fault can ever exist, the one in whom all good qualities always exist. If you are sensible, it is correct to go for refuge to just such a person, to praise and honor him, and to abide in his teaching.
Then please continue. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think because English is much clear, I think that's the reason to read. Then you can read from your ear. So that someone will read.
Then we go to the reasons why they are worthy to be a refuge.
Mm.
And then it goes into the four reasons why the Buddha is worthy to be a refuge. First, he had mastered himself and attained the sublime state of fearlessness. Is it before that?
No, you please read the continuous. Don't leave anything. Just why is there? That's like... First one, you say, identifying the object.
I didn't find the object, refuge object.
The heading, identifying the object.
Based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, identifying the objects to which you go for refuge.
Yeah, then please continue.
And then the reasons why they are worthy to be a refuge. Okay, and then the way you go for refuge. And going for refuge by knowing the good qualities. And then the good qualities of Buddha. So the good qualities of Buddha's body, speech, and mind, and enlightenment activities.
Okay, this sounds a little bit different than Tibetan books. I'm not sure. Not the heading.
Read the heading and then.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was just looking at Tibetan.
I'm sorry. So identifying the objects which you go for refuge, the praise in 150 verses says, the one in whom no fault can ever exist, the one in whom all good qualities always exist. If you are sensible, it is correct to go for refuge to just such a person, to praise and honor him, and to abide in his teaching. Thus, if you can distinguish a refuge from what is not a refuge, it is right to go for refuge to the Bhagavan Buddha, the true refuge. This citation applies to the teaching jewel and the community jewel as well. As Khandrakirti's 70 verses on refuge says, the Buddha, teaching, and community are the refuge for those who desire liberation.
Oh, that part I want to really emphasize. Sanjay Chodan, Gunjuri, Parvadevanam Jijabs. Not there, you know, seeking money or fame, power. Simply it's like someone who's seeking liberations. This is, I think, important. taking refuge in Buddha Sangha for different wrong reason is not good. Simply, can you please repeat this one?
The Buddha, teaching, and community are the refuge for those who desire liberation.
Those who desire liberation. So liberation is called tarpa, moksha. To taste that, to have some taste of that. What we need to know? We need to know the minute we start to see our negative thoughts, our enemy, the true enemy. Immediately you start to see that afflicted mind, klesha, delusions, these are the ones who is like, according to Shantideva text. External, these are the real enemies. These are the real and true enemies. External enemies, so they are not there like 24 hours to harm you because they need to eat, they go to use bathroom, so they go to do certain things, So this enemy, no need lunch, no need to go to the bathroom. It's there all the time. We can wait, maybe they will get old, someday they will die. They are not going to get old. If my enemy, you can hope, they will get sick. Maybe they are not physically able to harm. But this enemy, never going to die. It's been there long time. It's going to be there long time. So that's minute we see these are the true enemies. Then we are about to test what is liberation, what is moksha. So this is very important. Dhanamna devi nimodus. Enemy is within. What is that? That's afflicted mind. So need to eliminate that rather than eliminating external enemies. And that's much more challenge. We may say it's much better, but actually it's much more challenge. Eliminating external enemy, then eliminating internal enemy, relatively. So then within the internal enemies, some of them, the most destructive is anger. Anger is the most destructive one, anger. You become completely blind. When you get angry, you become completely blind. Then there will be a lot of accidents because you will hit, you're going to hurt because there's no. So, shadantabi, dibame, shabatabi, katsumis. There's no emotion like anger, destructive emotion like anger, according to Shantideva text. Shabatabi, katsumis, there's no practice like patience. Therefore, teve sola nendendo naso sujukumbu. Therefore, every effort, all kind of way, teve sola nendendo naso sujukumbu. So nendendo. All kind of ways to need to know to practice patience. Okay. If you read the Shantideva's book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, beginning of the chapter number six, that's like anger management. What is anger management teachings? The longest chapter in this, out of 10 chapters, the chapter number 6 has more pages. Shantideva study anger very thoroughly, step by step. What happens if somebody hits you, stick on your head? How to think? That's like, this study is thoroughly done by Shantideva in 8th century. We are living in the 21st century. That book has been taught in 8th century. So the chapter number 6 thoroughly investigated or done research or studies been done on how to manage anger. In that text, in the very beginning of the chapter number 6, Shedantabi Dibame Subatabi Kazume Tevetsula Nindu Nazosuji Kumbashas. There is no destructive emotion like anger. There are no practice like patience. Therefore, all different kinds of ways that we need to know, think about how to practice patience. Then, remember the word sometimes helps. Not as you go much. Then, because Sheta Sumu Semchanas. The mind, like anger, is called pain. Shedan Sumu Semchana. Sumu is pain. Shedan Sumu Semchana. That's the name given by Shantideva. Anger is pain. Shedan Sumu Semchana. Hini Shiva Nyami Yus. If you harbor, mm-hmm. If you harbor anger, which is like mind, like anger, which is pain. Shedan Sumu Semchana. Hini Shiva Nyami Yus. You are not going to experience peace of mind. Nimi Yongoshi, and Shendan Sungu Semchana, Yini Shiva Nyami Yus. Gadan Dewa Amidola, there will be no happiness, there will be no joy. Nimi Yongoshi, there will be, you cannot sleep well, there will be no appetite. Goes on and on, Shendan Sungu Semchana, Yini Shiva Nyami Yus. Gadan Dewa Nimi Yongoshi, there will be no happiness. So there's like, you know, I don't remember all of them, but I do remember some of them. So you read, you know, that chapter number 6, beginning of chapter number 6, there's like thorough studies have been done how to manage anger in that chapter number 6. So these are then, the reason I'm saying this, these are the refuge for who seek liberations.
Those who desire liberation.
So then, in desire liberation, to have some taste of liberation. What we need to really think from now on. Okay, enemies within is not outside. No, it is within ourselves. If you manage to destroy that enemy, if you external enemy, if you say something. They are not going to be quiet. They are going to say something bad. Then you say something bad. Then you go back. Then, you know, in the internal enemy, if you pinpoint, they are not going to talk. There's a big difference. You know, internal enemy, you can control much better than external enemy. External enemy, yeah. If you say something, if they are really angry, they are going to throw you something, you know. Internal enemy, I'm not sure, like, do anger get angry? No. So that's the point. You know, when you pinpoint anger, your anger is not going to throw something on you. I don't think so. There's no like destroy anger is destroying all the enemies. This equivalent is destroying. Easy to say. You can say, I can say, all of you can say, but very, very difficult to do when we face. When we face challenge, when we encounter, then we have this tendency to be aggressive, to, you know, so that's unfortunate, that's very unfortunate. Therefore, a lot of meditations means thinking is necessary, or thinking, you know. So then slowly, slowly, you know, slowly, slowly, then, you know, things will change. Slowly, slowly. Take time. So, So that's one the things I want to emphasize. Now, these are the Buddha Dharma Sangha is a refuge, object of refuge for
those who desire liberation.
That means liberation from where? From afflicted mind. Afflicted mind. Yeah, so now probably stop, time is over. So then, page number, we did finish a couple of pages. So we jumped then 12 or 13 pages. So now we are on 133 out of 800 pages, close to 900. Don't get discouraged, we'll get there. Only a matter of time. Total, we'll get there before then, rabbit. Rabbit just jump. So they get tired. So we'll get there. Only a matter of time. Okay? This is not the last one, I don't think. There'll be one more Wednesday class, okay? There'll be one more Wednesday? Yeah, one more Wednesday night. Then I'm taking break for 2 months. No teaching, no talking. Got tired of talking last 14 years. So look, need break, no? So then probably, you know, like class there, December, sometime in December, there will be class. Okay. Yeah, thank you. So then I will say the dedication very quickly in Tibetan. visualize, okay. Thank you. Good night.